following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi everyone, it's DJ Life and welcome to my self-discovery podcast. Hi Javi, thanks for being here with us today. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
My name is Javier Machado. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a communications major that runs track and field and cross country for Dominican University.
Thank you for sharing that. Can you share your initial expectations versus the reality of your first year in college?
So my initial expectations, well, coming into college, I thought it was going to be a little bit more like high school. I thought in terms of just easing into it, I thought it was going to be not easy per se, but definitely not as difficult as it is now. Reality is that it's hard. Like, college is actually really hard. There's higher expectations coming from, you know, out of state. I don't really have a family to support or feed off of, so it's been a little bit harder, more tricky, more difficult as anticipated, but you know, we push through and just got grateful I have a supportive team and coaches and friends, and I've really been able to just kind of mesh well here at the, you know, the university.
What would you say surprised you the most about college life?
Considering we're at a small school, I would have for sure thought, you know, everybody was a little bit closer knit, because this is kind of like a high school type school in terms of numbers and, you know, people and such. But yeah, no, everybody kind of has their own groups, you know, each sport team has their own people they hang out with, you know, different majors hang out with different majors. So it's kind of unique to really see it build and just kind of like, you know, see it as a bystander. And also a lot of people that commute, if they do live on campus, they go home on the weekends. I would have for sure thought that, you know, they'd stick around and kind of see the life as it is, but they go home and, you know, that I would have never expected that.
What would you say was the biggest adjustment you made when transitioning from high school to college? How did you balance everything this year?
The biggest adjustment, like I said, is not being with my family, being away from home. I'm a really big family person, so I'm not really used to that. But one adjustment I've made is just really hanging out with friends more and, you know, taking an accountability that, like, even though my family's not here, I'm not alone. Like, I have really good teammates, really good friends. So just hanging out with them and also studying. In high school, a lot of things came easier to me. I didn't really have to study. But here in college, it's kind of been kicking my butt. So really studying and, you know, making priorities set, making sure, like, what I got to do gets done. And keeping my priorities in order and just really making sure I buckle down on little things like that.
Can you tell us about a memorable experience that happened to you during your first year in college?
Well, I'd say going to Oregon with the cross country team for regionals. That was really a nice experience, especially to go as a freshman. Not a lot of people can say that they can do that. It was really cool. Got to go with the team. We were there for a few days. Flying with the team, making memories, it was cool. The race was all right. Didn't really race that good, but, you know, aside from that, everything was really cool. It was very memorable and a really cool experience to kind of let sink in and soak in for future races to come, future seasons to come.
Did you face any challenges with making new friends or maintaining relationships from high school?
So, making new friends, no. I'm a very extroverted person. Talking is kind of like one of my specialties, I guess you could say. And, you know, just talking and meeting new people, making new friends is relatively easy for me. I know a lot of people can't say that, so I'm grateful that God gave me that power. But keeping old relationships alive has been a little bit challenging because as a student athlete, and once who was in a science major, it was very difficult, you know, trying to balance everything, school, studying, sports. And so you really kind of lose track of, you know, stuff back home because you're kind of in the now and you have relationships here with friends and stuff. So it was definitely very challenging. And you kind of just get sidetracked. Like, there'd be days where I wouldn't even talk to, like, my mom or dad because I was just so busy. They text here and there. I'd text them back, but, like, no real phone calls, no real, you know, in-depth conversations. It was just like a, how you doing? Good. All right, cool. And things of that nature. But, yeah, in terms of making new relationships, new friendships, didn't really struggle. But in terms of, you know, keeping old friendships and old relationships strong, it definitely has been a struggle. But the fact of, like, perseverance, you know, pushing through, they know I'm busy. They know that I didn't forget about them. It's just, you know, life kind of takes you away. And there's a quote that I forgot who wrote it, but it says, like, you know, don't get sad or, like, you know, don't get frustrated with me when I don't make time for you, because I barely make time for myself and I'm with myself 24/7. And that's the thing that I kind of, like, abide by. Like, you know, same thing with friends that are back home. I know they're busy, they're working. I have a friend that plays Division I soccer. He's going through the same thing. And, you know, we don't talk every day, but at the end of the day, I know we're always going to be there for him or for each other. And so, you know, all it takes is one text, one phone call, and we're back where we left off. So, yeah.
Is there any advice that you would give to people who are struggling with homesickness?
Yeah, so being homesick, it could definitely take a toll on you. I'd say just, you know, live in the moment. Realize that, you know, your family misses you just as much as you miss them, but it's all for the greater good. You need to get out of your comfort zone and, you know, really soak in what's happening with the area around you, the environment around you. You've made good friends, so, you know, trust them that they're going to keep you down the right path and that they're going to take your mind off things. You're going to create new memories. Don't worry about what's happening back home, because when you go back home, they know you didn't just leave them for abandonment. You left them for the greater good of your future. So everybody's still going to be there. They're still going to have your back. And yeah, but in terms of homesick, just if you really get homesick, just give a friend a call, your boyfriend, girlfriend a call, your parents a call, your tias, your, you know, grandparents, whatever. Yeah, just give someone you truly love back home a call, and that's all it really takes. It doesn't have to be a long call either, just a little catch up here and there, and everything pretty much feels like it's back to normal. And then over break, you know, really cherish the times you have. Breaks really go by fast when you miss a lot of your family members. So yeah, just soaking everything in and living in the moment. Try not to focus too much back home, but when you do, you know, really hear them out and listen.
What advice would you give to incoming freshmen about building a support system in college?
I'd say trust your gut with anything you do, whether that's a test, a future decision with your life. If you're coming in for athletics as well, trust the training, trust the process. If you're coming for just academics, like I said, trust the testing, trust that, you know, everything in the end, no matter what you're going to do, is leading you in the right direction. Like, God never fails you. So just trust what he's doing. Talk to him every now and then, and really just surround yourself with people that are good people, good friends, make you laugh, you know, can help guide you, can help you when you're struggling, whether that's in your sport, your classes, life, you know, someone that could just be there for you in any aspect that they can. And really just staying true to who you are. Don't feel like you have to change because, you know, you're in a new surrounding, new community. College is a place to expand yourself. So if anything, you're going to just be more true to who you are. No matter where you come from, what kind of background, what ethnic background, you know, where you're from, you're always going to find a group to hang out with, a group of people that, you know, are solid and true to themselves just as much as you are true to yourself. So yeah, just stick to who you are, stick to what you know, and kind of just grow off that. That's all I'd say.
Did you have any mentors or role models who helped you navigate? If so, how did they impact your college experience?
In terms of back home, I would say, yeah, my friend Jesus, he plays, he could have went pro, but he plays Division I soccer for GCU. He's a keeper, and after our eighth grade year, like summer going into freshman year, he left to Ohio to go play for Columbus Crew Academy. And so him just, like, you know, helping me, like, in terms of being away from home, because he did it way before I did, That's been really helpful, you know, kind of navigating my mental aspect in terms of being homesick and stuff like that, you know, just staying strong, reminding myself why I'm here. And then in terms of people here, yeah, great, great teammates, Adrian Taylor, Connor Chan, you know, those are my two guys right there. I eat with them all the time, lunch, dinner, breakfast. Those guys have really helped me a lot on the track, off the track, on the course, off the course, in classes, just with future, you know, advice on my future. And yeah, it's been very helpful. They're all upperclassmen, so they definitely know the ins and outs of college and, you know, how to get through it and finding shortcuts and different things like that. So it's definitely been helpful. And in terms of the track, you know, they've done it, they've raced, they're almost done. So it's definitely been very helpful just to get advice from somebody that's already gone through the tunnel and has seen the light on the other side. And, you know, like, we're my first year, we're barely at the beginning of the tunnel. We got a lot more to do to get to that light. So just really, like I said, staying true, trusting the process and hearing out what they have to say and not taking anything for granted, because any advice is good advice.
How did you handle pressure this year? What strategies helped you the most?
Pressure. Well, I always think pressure is a privilege. So handling pressure is never something that, like, I tend to shy away from. I kind of love it. And if I break through it, that's great for me. Kudos, pat on the back. And if I don't, oh well, it's a learning experience. You know, you take what went bad and you got to take it with the good and you just learn from it. I feel like it's helped me a lot. Oh yeah, so pressure this year, anatomy, my first semester, I was on the brink of not passing and I really had to clutch up my last test, and that was pressure because coming from a kid that, you know, got pretty much all straight A's throughout high school, coming into my first year of college and on the brink of failing is really scary. It's really eye-opening. So I'd say in terms of college, that's the first, like, pressurized moment I felt. And to capitalize on it, I just studied a lot and, you know, really locked in, singled in, because I'm scared of, like, failing my family. So that pressure on me was, like, really overbearing, overweighing. And yeah, I don't think I could have lived with myself if I would have failed that first semester. So knowing that, like, I had to pass really helped me on the test, I feel like, too. Because, like, yeah, I don't know, it helped me single and lock in.
Were there any classes or professors that left an impression on you this year? If yes, can you share why?
Yeah, so my intro to psych professor, Afshin, he definitely left an impression on me this year. And reason why is because bro was just like, I don't know, he was something else. Like he's monotone for sure. And did he sometimes almost put me to sleep? Indeed. But his words are very, everything he says has an importance to it and it has something behind it. And it really, like, has meaning. Like, what he says is very meaningful in anything he says. Like, he could be talking about an experiment. He could be playing his Big Bang Theory clips at the beginning of class, but everything he does is with a purpose. And I take that into account of life because, like, you know, everything that I do, I want to do with a purpose. Like, I want to be known as a person that took action and is very purposeful. So hearing, like, having him as a teacher really helped me with that. He's also a very smart guy. I had to go to him for advice one time with a friend. And like I said, his words have meaning and it really spoke to me. And he really opened my eyes, like, you know, in terms of that situation. So I thank him for that. But yeah, definitely Afshin. He's a brilliant guy for sure.
Looking ahead, what goals/aspirations do you have for your remaining college years? Is there anything else you would like to share with listeners?
Yeah, I'd say obviously get a degree. You know, that's why we're here. In the future, definitely would want to work with, like, ESPN or something. In that aspect, the sports world. Get a few accolades in the athletics world for myself, whether that's in track or cross country. you know, I know what I can do. I just have to go out there and do it. So for sure, getting an accolade would be up there on the list. And maybe even, you know, helping others grow and watch them. Like, it'd be amazing to see me and my friends, you know, walk across the stage and get a, you know, degree. That's the end goal for me, though. Yeah.
So a big thank you to you for sharing your insights and experiences.